time for a very ping pong edition, not ping pong, a brick breaker edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass into a friend and which games to simply pass on by. I am Corey. I'm joined by the man who is notoriously bad at hitting objects from behind, Basher.
My girlfriend would agree with you. Yeah, that's about right.
I don't know where to go with that one. I was speaking about Brick Breaker because we're going to be talking about Ball Pit.
Okay. So there's, all right, restart.
Should we bring her on the podcast?
Yeah, we have some things to hash out. Like, yeah, let's do that.
Right. Publicly traded. Now we're not traded. Listen to, I got nothing. It's been a little while, huh? We haven't talked about some games in a couple months, and I do find it ironic, like when we had to take this small hiatus, that Microsoft decided to just, you know, commit suicide in many ways. And I think it would be funny that we did get a text message about all the changes to Game Pass and, you know, the ROG Xbox Ally X, whatever the hell it's called, has come out. And I think it's funny because I think someone could be like, oh, well, they gave up because Microsoft changed Game Pass. It has nothing to do with that. It's just life is funny and we had stuff to do. We have jobs. We have lives. So I think we'll talk about all that probably in our end of the year episode, because at this point, all those changes have already happened. You probably know how everybody feels about it. But needless to say, that's why we took a little hiatus, because we wanted to and we don't like any of you.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Right. We don't do this for you. Maybe 574-651-9256. That's what you can text, call, let us know if you love us, hate us, how you feel about Ball Pit or the Microsoft changes. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We are here to talk about Ball Cross Pit. I lost the tab. Here we go. This is available on Xbox Series X and S as well as PC. It does have cross-save and cross-compatibility as Xbox Play Anywhere. Ball Cross Pit is a fast-paced fantasy roguelite where heroes must find the balls to plunge deeper into a seemingly bottomless pit of monsters, develop arcane ammunition and resources in pursuit of treasure, recruiting additional heroes to aid you in your perilous quest. Babylon has fallen after a meteoric and completely unexpected event annihilated the great city. All that remains is an ominous yawning pit. Treasure hunters from far and wide flock to the city's tomb to seek their fortune, plumbing the depths in the search of Babylon's scattered riches. Few return. That's a very Those two paragraphs are very weirdly written. I wonder, am I wrong or can I just not read?
Probably a little bit.
Nobody talks like this. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Oh my God, the Xbox app is updating. Oh my God. Oh my Lanta.
Oh, we're updating in real time, guys.
This is clearly, like, we're out of practice. Xbox app is out of practice. We got How Long to Beat of 17 hours, made an extras of 22, a completionist of 34. Now this is all screwed up. So Ball Cross Pit, you talk about it while I reboot everything.
Yeah. Ball X Pit? I mean,
cross.
It's not cross. It's just ball.
It is cross.
It's ball.
It's Ball Cross Pit.
It's not. No. It's
Ball
no.
Cross Pit.
It's like Hunter. It's just ball pit. That you don't. No,
then why is there an X there? It's a cross. It's know. Like cross X zone.
Ask the Japanese. They've been doing this for years.
That's what I'm saying. They call it cross.
They don't call. Okay. You're thinking of the PlayStation controller. You have no idea what you're talking about. Anyway.
No, I'm sending you this link.
It's a heck of a game, actually, because I don't know what made you pick this one up, but I think I saw
the term roguelite.
Simple enough. Yeah.
Literally, that's all it is these days. It's like, oh, roguelite? Cool. I'll check that out.
You're so accurate with that, because when I saw that, I was kind of like, okay, I'll give it a shot. But then I downloaded but didn't play it until I saw someone online talk about it and how it's a brick breaker game. I'm like, wait, what? A brick breaker, like, roguelike? This makes no sense. I must play it. So, of course, I jump right on in and start breaking some balls in the pits there and thinking, like, all right, this is fun enough. This is, I can see, like, There's the sort of the repeat gameplay here, only to find out like I was completely wrong. And once you finish breaking some balls in the pit, there's a whole like town, like SimCity system there, and then you have to collect a whole bunch of other resources and stuff, and then you unlock characters in fun ways. I'm like, okay, there's different characters, different balls, different pits. I'm in. I'm completely hooked.
Yeah, I think we're gonna end up probably on a similar wavelength. But I will say, I actually did not love this game when it first started, and it gives me a so the overworld or the sort of extra not ball pitting. It reminds me a lot of Loop Hero, because Loop Hero had a very similar.
I remember that Loop Hero.
Yeah, like you would go back to town and like you would that was kind of like your, so as the more you build up the town, the more like bonuses and stuff you got. That was how you basically, you didn't get anything outside, like you, like 5%, you know, attack every time that you clear this floor or whatever. None of that. It was the more you build up the town, the more you get in terms of special perks, or maybe you'll unlock a new character or something like that. So I think that's the biggest difference between this and something like Loop Hero, is that this is very much character based. And when I sort of finally finished that first level or first run, whatever you want to call, and I kind of went back to town, I only had like 3 characters left. And it's like, you really want me to beat every level with every character? And then the town is a little strange. So let's just start with, I guess, the ball pitting. So it's very much, it's Brick Breaker, but obviously there's different themes and different things that each level has that sort of keeps things fresh. For instance, the first one's just kind of like a typical sort of graveyard crypt setting. The second one's an ice level, because the ice changes things, because maybe the ice will be on the front of the enemy. There'll be like a wall of ice, so then you can't hit them. You have to hit them from the side or the left or the right. But then certain things will change throughout the level to where it's like, oh, hey, if you hit things from the right, you get a 100% boost in damage, only if you hit them from the right. Or it's like, hey, your balls go 40% slower, but every time they hit a wall, they go faster. So like the ball pitting is very much Brick Breaker with perks, I guess you could say.
Yeah, absolutely. And you get, with the different balls and different abilities, you can really come up with some cool kind of combinations there. And I get very Vampire Survivor-esque vibes, the way you just kind of combine these different balls and different elements to create new things. Like, each time you go deeper down a pit, each pit level unlocks sort of a new character, new ball, and new abilities. And the way they interact together, it's almost worth playing for that alone for me. Because it's like, I didn't know I could put these two balls together and do this effect. Or these two balls together and do this effect. And for me, it's like, I don't even go for like optimal builds anymore. I just go for like what's fun and what can just create the most kind of balls on screen.
Yeah, and I think my problem with it is that it is not as I don't know the word I want to use here, because it's not hard. Like, it's not a difficult game. Like, it kind of is actually, but with Vampire Survivors, every time I jumped into the pit or, you know, into a level, whatever, I felt like I discovered something new. And I feel like the ramp of this game can be a little slow. And I don't think that so when you go back to town, you know, you've got all this land and like, hey, I'm going to build this shoemaker, and it's going to make it so that way all my characters are a little bit faster. So I'm going to build this shoemaker. But then as you unlock characters, you have to launch the characters into stuff back at town. So the more characters you unlock, it's not just, hey, I got a new character. It actually lets you build your town up more. And so at town, you also have like, oh, hey, I'm going to get wheat, and I'm going to build this forest here to get wood so I can build more things. But you can only send your characters once per day, or whatever you want to call it, once per run. And at first I was like, man, like this is going to take a really long time, because you only have one character at the start. Like, you get your second character pretty quick, but it takes a little while to get more characters. Once I finally started sort of unlocking characters, and every time I went back to town, I didn't feel like I was just like not making progress. It opened up quite a bit for me. But it did take me probably, you know, 5 to 6 hours before I really felt that, which is
really, yeah.
It,
My experience was a lot faster, I would say.
Maybe I just suck at it.
Yeah, for whatever reason, like the town building really clicked for me pretty quickly. Like once I realized the way you unlock different things and build things in your town is just by another mini game or brick breaker in a way. I was kind of like, oh, like, all right. So if I build this way and then you start unlocking blueprints that help you because like there's a blueprint for a building that if you place other buildings next to it, as long as you hit that building, it will upgrade every building around it as well. So once I unlock that as well, I'm just kind of like, oh, I'm just going to put things strategically in this place to where like each time I do a run, when I come back to town, I'll just place things in a way where it's like, I want to build these few things. I'm just going to place it all around this one item or this one building. And then on top of that, like I do like any sort of roguelike or game at this point. And maybe it's just my old age and me not having time to play games like I used to. I like any game where I come back and things have been done for me. Like, you know, because the game will play, like, it doesn't play itself when you're going, but rather it will collect resources over time. So next time if you don't have enough gold to upgrade a certain building or facility, turn the game off, wake up in the morning, and then sure enough, like, you've got more gold to do more upgrades and more fixes in your town. So, like, I'm really looking forward to seeing how many different characters there are and how many different facilities there are, how many different buildings, because the town screen seems pretty big. And
it goes deep. Like it actually goes pretty deep. And it's a blessing and a curse, because I'm with you in that, like, the sort of idle things that you can do. It's a game that really does open up as you get deeper. And it's a blessing and a curse, because I almost feel like it also gets a little overwhelming. I don't like it when a roguelike, when I look at a screen and I look at like my to-do list or, you know, whatever you want to call it, my challenges, and I feel like, oh man, like this is going to be work. And that's probably just my ADHD brain. Like, oh no, like, because I don't know what it is. Cause I've been also playing, Halls of Torment, which is also another roguelite, but like I'm going to go back to Loop Hero as well as you said, Vampire Survivors. And it's like Vampire Survivors was very good about giving you new things, but also not making you feel overwhelmed. Like it was very good at like piecemealing you and feeding you like, okay, hey, you've only got these two levels right now. I'm not going to throw all this stuff at you. Oh, hey, you unlock this thing. I'm going to keep everything else a secret for the moment because you're still learning. But then eventually, you know, that list becomes massive. And I look at the list on Ball Cross Pit and it's like, I don't know if I want to do this. Like, this is a lot. Like, you want me to beat every level with every character? Like, I don't know if I want to do that. But it does. It's one of the better roguelikes in terms of once you keep going, like, I do feel like the progress is there, but I feel like a lot of people could bounce off of it pretty fast too.
I mean, do you have to beat ever? Cause again, I'm not looking into any of the files or like the end game. I'm just trying to figure it out as I play. So like, do you have to beat every map with every character? Cause as far as I know, each map has X amount of blueprints, and once you get those blueprints, you're good to go. Like you can go on to the next one.
The problem is as you, when you start unlocking characters later, they're level one. So you can take the character into the deeper levels, but like it's kind of got that problem of like Balatro or, you know, or whatever of not Balatro, sorry, Monster Train, where, hey, you know, I'm going to keep playing. I'm going to keep grinding against them and hit this wall. And I'm going to, you know, every two levels or whatever, you get an upgrade for this deck, for this character, whatever. And sometimes those upgrades are like, okay, this is a game changer. Like that's a blessing and a curse because it means that you have to grind. But also it's like, I'm kind of fighting the system here. And that's kind of what I get sometimes with some of the later characters that you get of just like, man, like this is cool. But like, I'm almost having to restart every time a new character unlocks just so I can get some levels with them. I guess I don't have to. Like, I guess I could take him into the later levels, but like, I'm just going to get washed. And so maybe that's just my brain. That's how I like to do things, or that's how I think it should be done. And maybe that's wrong, but that was kind of how, that's how I'm playing it at least.
I see. I mean, that's definitely like part of the process, I guess. And, I think Ball Pit does a pretty good job of addressing certain issues. Like for that one specifically, I've been using, the facility where you can take two characters in at a time, in which case,
yeah, that's a game changer. Yeah, they should unlock that immediately. Yeah, they need to unlock that immediately, because like that's like for real. It's like, okay, so now like I don't even like when I say like, oh, now we can start the game. I kind of mean that though. Like the game is different once that you unlock that ability or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, sorry, continue.
You can go right ahead, because as you were describing your issue with that, I'm just like, I too had that, ran to that issue for a little bit, and then I unlocked that one facility. I'm like, oh, okay, so I'm just gonna get like my good character that shoots like two balls or more at a time and pair him up with the brand new character, and then he'll develop levels that way, like it, to a point where like, even if they don't complete the map, at least we got some levels in it,
right? And I should preface it by saying like it is not Vampire Survivors, and that it's a 30 minute run is common for the first half of the game. Like they do have a like a speed selector, whatever you want to call it, in the top right of the screen. So like you can, I think it's three different speeds if I remember correctly. And the fast one is fast, and like really all that does is it just cranks the game speed up, and right, it's nice that it's there, because the earlier level, like once you sort of figure out, it's like, okay, hey, if I shoot this freeze ball here, and then I shoot the poison ball here, and then I do the blood ball here, like, and I can get behind this, you know, at some point, like any brick breaker is when you are strategically playing it, and you get that the perfect shot, and all of a sudden, like you don't even have to do anything, and the game is sort of playing itself. You can, you know, turn on the extra fast, and it just you're going through it really quick. So it's not 30 minute runs by any means. You know, you're talking 5 to 10 minutes. So it's a blessing.
You say that
so.
Because there's a character that literally plays the game for you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
like it's
so, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so like it is like they get so many characters and so many things to unlock here, to where, and it's just such a basic premise that's been around since the dawn of gaming that just clearly still works. So like as a boomer gamer, just playing Brick Breaker again, it's like, yeah, man, like, right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Like it doesn't reinvent the wheel, but it definitely adds a whole bunch of cool stuff to it.
Yeah, no. And it's, you're talking to someone like, I remember when DX Ball came out, and like,
yeah,
that was
DX Ball.
DX Ball was like, that was like the game for like a month for me, you know, like it like you said, it's a very basic concept, but you can iterate on it. But it's kind of like, it's kind of crazy that nobody's tried to do like a, you know, a Geometry Wars style, like Brick Breaker of like, hey, we're not going to, you know, it's not AAA by any means, but like, we're going to put some time into a Brick Breaker game. Like, I just feel like that hasn't happened. And as you said, it's kind of weird that it hasn't happened, because it's almost writes itself in some ways. But someone did it, and it's Ball Cross Pit. So, and it's, yeah, I don't have any major problems with it. It's just, I feel like the roguelite part of it is a little bit, I don't want to say polished, lacks polish, because it's not, there's something about it. I'm just like, God, like I don't hate this, but I kind of wish it moved a little bit faster. And that's not a huge problem, and that's really my only problem with it, which says a lot about the game. But I will say, as somebody who plays way too many roguelites these days, it stands out to me. So if anything, at one point I was like, I want to go back and play some Loop Hero and see if that game holds up in my brain as well as I think it does.
I do, because I remember Loop Hero too. Yeah, I remember liking it quite a bit.
And it was the town stuff for me was actually the more fun stuff, because that game I think had the opposite problem, to where sometimes you could kind of get stuck in like, I have nothing left to kind of unlock, and I don't really know what I'm supposed to be unlocking. And it's not really a game that you can easily go and look up a guide of like, hey, what am I missing here? And that game can be a little cryptic at times. And I will say that this game is one thing, it surfaces everything very easily. There's no mystery about what you need to do next. And that's, important, I think, because when they get that wrong, which other roguelikes get wrong a lot, like, hey, I'm still doing runs, but I'm not really progressing. Why am I not progressing? I don't think I ever had that problem with Ball Cross Pit. Like,
yeah,
that's saying a lot. So,
yeah, I mean, like, that's a good point, too, because it's even when I first started the game, I'm just kind of like, it kept throwing a little bit at me. And the lack of a mystery, like, I thought it was going to be a problem for me because I'm just so used to, like, the Vampire Survivor setup, you know? But right. Not having that, it's really not a big deal, to the point where it's like, yeah, it works in this case for sure. Like no one was coming also works just as much as they not knowing what's coming as well.
Yeah, and it's that's a tough one in that I think I actually prefer the mystery, and I think that's a huge part of it's not fair because like a lot of games don't have that, but Vampire Survivors is the go-to, right? Like the same thing, it's like, you know, like when people talk about Hades, you know, it's like it's a Hades game, you know, like that's this is none of those. Like it really is kind of its own thing in a weird way, but it has a lot of Vampire Survivors in it that, you know, hey, like you're when you're doing a level, like you've got all the gems on the screen and all that, like you're picking up all the gems, and then when you level up, and sometimes there's a fusion, and the fusion is exactly like the treasure chest in Vampire Survivors, and that, like, hey, you're gonna click this and all of a sudden you might get 1 to 5 different upgrades, and then each upgrade, like, it's got that quick dopamine hit every time of, like, you know, every run you're leveling up. So like it's got everything there, but I think the mystery is what compelled me absolutely the most in stuff like Vampire Survivors. And when the game can sort of catch me off guard or give me a character that I can sort of break the game with or unlock something that's just kind of strange and different, I think that works, like it elevates it for me. Now I can understand why that is, I won't say controversial because it's who nobody cares. But for me, I think I prefer that mystery, and I think that's why it just wasn't, I still really like it. Like I put a ton of time into it. I didn't finish it by any means. I don't think that I will, but I still dropped way more time than anybody should probably in a brick breaker game. So
I'm playing it right now. That's how much I like it. And by playing it right now, I mean I have the character that plays the game for you, and I paired him with another character, and I'm just watching the game play itself, and I'm a fan of that.
it's like a clicker.
Like, it kind of is, yeah.
No, it's an interesting, like I fell into the like the fusion stuff, like the upgrades, because so you can get like a monster ball. And I don't remember exactly let's go with the poison ball, because I think that's a little bit more straightforward. And then you can do like a laser ball, which so whenever you hit something,
like
it does it does a laser across the screen. But then sometimes you can do a fusion, and then the fusions, you can take those two perks. And then not only do you take those two perks and sort of combine them, but that means you get an extra slot for
eight slots total.
Yes.
Yeah. So many.
So it offers I don't think you can ever quite like break the game the way that you can in some of them, but you can definitely have runs where, you know, the RNG is on your side, or you're, you know, it's just like you're getting the right rolls or you're getting like the right upgrades, and all of a sudden you're halfway into a run and you're just like, okay, like I am unstoppable right now. And then a boss will wrench you anyway, because that's what roguelites do. But I fell into that evolution stuff quite a bit, because I was like, I want to try to get like, oh, I want to see what poison and vampire does. Like, I want to see what type of ball that makes. And they don't really unlock a ton of, you know, different balls that, as you go on. You do get some unlocks of some certain stuff, but it's got that mystery in a different way. And I think the other thing that was interesting was having sort of direct control over the character, because while you are playing Brick Breaker, typically on Brick Breaker, you're not moving forward and back. You're only going left or right. But this has a straight up, it's a 360 degree movement. You can move forward, you can move back. And that plays into the strategy too of like, okay, I want to bank this shot. Like I'm going to get right in this guy's face, because sometimes the perks, like I said earlier, is, hey, like if you hit everything from the right, you know, you do like your critical chance goes up, I don't know, like 200%. Like literally it can be like, this is, you're going to play this level entirely trying to hit stuff from the right. Because you're just going to do so much more damage that way. But then, you know, you hit the second level that's got all the ice. It's like, oh crap, like all these guys might have something from the right. So it's the fact that you can move forward and back is like, that doesn't sound like a big deal. But in the terms of Brick Breaker, it actually adds an element that this is one of those games I actually really preferred on controller, just because I wanted a joystick versus, even though the mouse control over, you know, for a, for a brick breaker game, you're like, that's probably more important. But no, like it feels good enough in the hand that like I'm having you, because it's got a little bit of a bullet hell vibe of like you do have to dodge, you do have to kind of see what's going on. So like I think it, once it all comes together, it's pretty good. And I struggle finding anything majorly wrong with it. And it's, but we play so many roguelites and we typically like them. And I'm trying to wait for the one that we really don't like. I think Wild Frost is maybe the only one. But that was more the card game than the roguelite aspect. So
yeah, there was one we didn't love so much, but it was literally just the one though.
Right. And it's what is it about these that are clicking with us, and when, why do people hate them? And yes, it's sometimes, but it's good. It's fun. It's a grand old time. It's cheap. Even if you don't have Game Pass, which again, like we're not getting rid of Game Pass, like anything like that. As people ask, but like, I think it's $15 normally. So
you say that like I got this through Game Pass.
Yeah, fair enough.
I did not get this.
We'll talk about all that at some point. So, but yeah, Ball Cross Pit, it's a good time. You kind of know what you're getting with it, but it's for a Game Pass get. It's super solid. It's right up our alley. It's a reason to subscribe to the service, I guess. But yeah, so I think it's fair to say we're both going to say pass, play it. It's fun.
Pass it on to a friend.
Pass it on. If you still have Game Pass, if you canceled your subscription, maybe you don't get it. I don't know where I was going with that. I feel like, okay, as we're sitting here talking, maybe we just need to address some of this stuff that's come out, because I feel like maybe we do need to talk about it. So maybe, how much time do you have left?
I don't know. I got cancellation. I'm good till, I'm good till about 4 or 5.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Let's do it then. Let's actually, I'll split this out into its own episode. So we're going to talk about next, all the Game Pass changes and our feelings on that. So when it comes to Ball Cross Pit, play it, have a good time with it. 574-651-9256 if you want to let us know what you think about it or what games you want to see next. Our next episode, we're going to go over all the Game Pass changes and sort of how we feel about the platform. We'll also talk about some of the more recent things that came out, just sort of in terms of the value of it, as Game Pass is now $30 for Ultimate, et cetera, why that's confusing. Maybe we just need to get it all out of our system. So, all right, that's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with some talks about Game Pass.
Good day, sirs.